What is up, everybody? This is the Primal King Podcast, and this is episode number 38. All right, so really excited to be able to talk to you today about something I feel like is a little bit different than normal. You know, you see the hashtag no bad days, you see the, you know, everybody's always great all the time, and it's just not real life. So I'm kind of excited to be able to talk to you a little bit about real life today, and that it's okay if not every day is perfect. All right, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody? And we are back with another solo podcast. So today I wanted to talk to you all about real life, right? We've gone through this COVID stuff. We've gone through now riots, protests, whatever you want to call it, you know, looting, vandalism, bad stuff happening to, you know, what could probably be considered a lot of good people. Obviously, the event that started it all was bad. But here's what I wanted to talk about, okay? Because there's so much, it just seems like so much turmoil out there right now. And a lot of people have lost their business. They've lost their financial, kind of safety nets. They've lost, you know, everything in the last few months. There are certain people, you know, there's people I talk to that have lost their entire business. They've lost their employees. They've lost, you know, manufacturing for their business. Like, all of these things that are happening that are out of their control. And so what do you do then? Now, I like to talk a lot about avoiding negativity, because negativity will bring you down faster than just about anything else. Having said that, I hope that you understand when it comes to quote-unquote negativity is that doesn't mean, in my opinion, that we should just gloss over things that are happening. You know, the truth is that if you were just to get on social media and you were to look at most of our, you know, quote-unquote friends' posts, it's really hard to not judge yourself by what's going on with them, right, or with what they're posting. You don't see posts very often, you know, kind of letting people know the real situation. Like, I remember having a friend who was going through like level 9 crisis, right? Like, maybe level 10 is, I don't know, level 10 is like drowning or something, right? But like going through a lot of turmoil in his life, but yet the social media feed did not match up to that. And so I remember thinking, like, this is the downfall, right, of social media. This is why social media can be so challenging, because what we're doing is we're basically allowing ourselves to believe that everybody's life is great all of the time. We're allowing ourselves to believe that even if what we thought was happiness and fulfillment for us, we see somebody else with a nicer car, the nicer house, the cuter wife, the, you know, more muscular husband, whatever it is. And it's human nature for us to want to compare. And then if we are comparing, and maybe in our mind our comparisons aren't matching up, that allows us to think that maybe we're not doing what we should be doing. Maybe we're not as far along as we should be. Maybe we're not achieving as much. Like, and again, like, some of these things can be used as motivation. Like, I've talked to people who do those types of posts all the time. And it'll be, you know, like asking them, like, why, you know, why the fancy cars all the time? Why the hot girlfriends? Why the, you know, the selfies with your shirt? Like, and the answer is always because that stuff is motivating. And yes, it absolutely can be motivating if someone's in the right mindset. But it also can make us believe that the people who take their picture with the six-pack abs, that, you know, take their pictures on the beach, that, you know, basically the hashtag no bad days, right? Like, we all have bad days. We all have bad days. And so when you see that hashtag and you see the beach and you see the Mai Tai and you see all of this stuff going on all the time around us that seems like life is so perfect for these people, it just simply is not realistic. But we've bought into it. And the truth is, guys, is that any of you listening to this, you know and you understand that sometimes days just suck, right? Like the truth is that sometimes your business or your job or whatever else it is just going to kick you in the teeth. And that is part of the human experience. But again, because of social media and because of all the stuff that we see, it's really easy to think now we're weird or we're bad or we're not normal, right? That you're allow these thoughts to creep in your head and think that if I'm not making X amount of money, I'm a waste of space, no good, whatever, right? If I'm not looking like this, I must just be a fat, lazy piece of junk, right? Like those things can creep into our head. And so I guess what I wanted to talk about, because I know over the past couple of weeks for me personally, within like my business and some of the accounts that I have and everything else, like it has been hard. The COVID stuff has made it a little bit harder, right? The rioting and the protests and all of this stuff, like that's made it, like people are uneasy right now, right? Like there's a lot of people in business right now, and that's who I mostly work with, right? Our business owners. They're uneasy about their future. They're uneasy about where to invest their money and where to get help from and everything else. And so honestly, like the last few weeks have been very challenging. On top of that, like starting up another business and adding just even more to our plate, right? On top of that, factoring in having four kids at home all the time, right? So it's really easy to, you know, hop on social media and post that one highlight of the day or whatever. And I hope that, like, for those of you who do follow me on social media, like I never try to do that, you know, those types of posts and stuff like that to, I don't know, like I don't do that to motivate people. I try to show like glimpses of our life because I mean, I assume that's why people would follow someone on social media, right? But the truth is that like because of how we've structured social media and because what we consume from social media, so much of it, it can put you in a dark spot if you're not careful, right? And so I guess really what I wanted to talk about today is just understand that we all have bad days. That influencer that you follow that you think just has the best life ever, they have bad days. You know, that athlete that makes millions of dollars, you look at him and you're like, that person probably doesn't have any problems. No, they do. They just have different problems. Right? Maybe money isn't one of their problems, but maybe other, like we all have problems. We all have bad days. We all have things that we struggle with and deal with and have to work through. And so the question at that point becomes, number one is to understand that it's completely normal, right? Like that's the first thing. Understand that some days, like you're going to be depressed, right? Like some people like me, like if I don't see sunshine for a while, it puts me in a funk. I do things to do everything I can to stay away from it, working out and doing things like that. But at the same time, like just understand that's normal. Okay. But number two, what we also have to understand is that they're always temporary, no matter what. Like we have to make sure that we make those things temporary. We can't live in that depression. We can't live in that bad day. We can't allow one bad day to turn into two and two to turn into a week and a week to turn into a month. Like that's where we get ourselves in trouble. So what I would tell you is number one, again, just understand that it's normal to have a bad day, especially right now. Like there is so much stress and anxiety going on in the world and through social media, through the news, through just conversations. I mean, it's hard right now to even have conversations with friends or family without some of this stuff coming up because it has penetrated every area of our life, right? Like politics. Politics has never, like I've followed politics, I would say probably closer than most people for years. Like, I mean, going back like right out of high school, I don't know why politics just kind of fascinated me. Just being able to see, you know, kind of the different sides and the different people and how kind of the sausage is made with politics. And I've never seen it in all the years that I've been following it anywhere close to as divisive as it is now. Like it literally has families against each other, right? Politics does. It has, you know, friends and people fighting and blocking each other and unfriending each other on social, like we just live in this super, super, like, I mean, I feel like sometimes it's almost just like this powder keg that's just, I don't know, maybe we've seen it kind of blow. But at the same time, like, you have to understand, like yesterday. I mean, and the reason why I'm doing this podcast today is because yesterday, honestly, guys, like, it was a bad day. It was just a bad day, like, for a big part of the day, just, like, work stuff sucked, right? Just wore out by it. I didn't get up and work out yesterday, and that always, you know, like, I can tell when I don't. But it was at, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was done at that point with the stuff that I needed to get done. And I hopped in my side-by-side, my Razor, and was like, you know what, I'm just going to go buzz up on the mountain, and I'm going to take a couple of beers with me. Right? Now, obviously, I would never condone alcohol being the savior to any of your problems. But for me, it was just like, you know what? There's not a whole lot then that like a couple of beers in the mountains can't solve for me. And so that's what I did, right? Because yesterday sucked. Like, the last couple of weeks, like I said, have been challenging. And yesterday was kind of a culmination of it. And it was like, you know what? Rather than sit here and sulk and, you know, think about this and, you know, how bad that's going and what's going to happen here. It was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pop a couple of beers in my cooler. I'm going to buzz up on the mountain. I'm going to have a couple beers. I'm going to listen to music, and I'm going to be up in the mountains in the middle of nowhere, right? The little four-wheeler trail in the middle of nowhere. Not going to see anybody, just completely by myself. And then after that, we went over to some friend's house, had some dinner. It was a great time, great conversation. And I came home feeling 100% better. So like I said, I mean, for me, it's not a matter of going out there and getting drunk. It was just, I wanted to have a couple of beers on the mountain. And it was amazing what that did for me and my person, like my mental health, if you want to call it that, right? Because I'm not big on medications and stuff like that for, you know, and not to say that they're not needed in certain circumstances, but it's amazing what can happen if you understand what, you know, what you're able to do to get out of that funk, to try to not carry that over into the next day, into the next week, into the next month. And you know, guys, like I've known people who carry that stuff for years. The resentment, the bitterness, the bad days, right? The anger, the hate, all of that stuff. It's so easy to get stuck in that funk. And so again, like maybe for you, it's not the mountains and a beer. It's maybe it's a park. Maybe there's a place in your house you go. Maybe it's a book that you can get into. Maybe it's, you know, something that can change that state, change that mental state that you're in. Because like I said, I feel like right now we all just feel like we have to be so perfect. Social media shines a spotlight on so many things. We, you know, so many times I feel like people think that if they're not okay, that there's something wrong with them. If they have a bad day, that there's something wrong with them. You know what I mean? Like there's just kind of almost like this stigma of, you know, if you do fall into a depression for a day or two or something like that, that there's something wrong with you. And I just want you all to know that it's completely normal. I think we all know that it's normal, but it's something that none of us really want to talk about. So, you know, I don't want to go on a long time today because I feel like this is a pretty clear and concise point, but I just want you all to understand that right now is a hard time for a lot of people. Right now, there's a lot of people dealing with things that we've never dealt with before. Most of us have never dealt with the fallout from a pandemic. Whether you feel like it's a real thing or a hoax or whatever, the fallout from it is real. Okay, our life is going to be changed for the foreseeable future. The way that we operate is going to be changed. And for some people, that's going to mean that their businesses are no longer viable, right? Or maybe that means that for some people, their business is put on hold. And there's a lot of stress that comes with that. Because just because your business is put on hold or the way that you create your income is put on hold, the bills don't get put on hold. And so I guess what I would ask right now of everybody is just have some grace for those people. Reach out to people, ask them how they're doing. If you have a friend who's been running a business and you know they're struggling, like reach out to them. I saw something the other day, and I don't know if the statistic is true, but it was something along the lines that for every percentage that unemployment increases, it equates to like 10,000 deaths due to suicide and stress-related death. And again, like I don't know if that's true, but if that is true, that means a lot of people are gonna die because of where our unemployment rate is right now. I mean, a lot of deaths coming from this. And again, like I don't tell you that to stay on the bad side of this stuff. But what it does mean is that chances are each and every one of you listening to this podcast right now knows somebody, at least one person, who is struggling right now. And they're probably still posting the happy memes on Facebook or on Instagram. They're probably still showing the smiling face on the pictures they post, right? But they're still hurting. And so I would encourage everybody, just reach out to somebody. Reach out to somebody that you know that's, you know, just anybody. Could be a parent, it could be a coworker, it could be a, you know, a friend, a colleague, whatever, right? Like, just reach out to somebody and make sure they're doing all right. And make sure that you are understanding in their situation and help them get through it in any way that you can. If you're listening to this podcast, I hope it's because you want to grow your mindset. You want to be able to hopefully, you know, maybe take some of the knowledge from me or from my guests and implement it into your own life. Well, the chances are is that you have a mindset right now that somebody else could use. You have a voice right now. You have your unique insight or your unique input that could impact somebody's life right now. Because again, because people are hurting, because people are scared, because people just don't know what to think and don't know what to do and don't know where to turn. I mean, guys, there's been people that had been going to AA for years that all of a sudden we're told like we have to do it virtually. And some of those people don't understand how to get onto stuff virtually. There's people that were going to counseling and, you know, trying to figure out how to do that virtually. Like there's people who need our help, all of our help. And so again, just give people grace. Understand that if it is you personally that's going through a bad day, you'll get through it. Just don't stay in that bad day. Don't stay in that bad week. If it turns into that, I guess, like, just understand that, you know, kind of the old saying, right? Like, tough times don't last, but tough people do. Like, we've got to have that tough mindset to get through this stuff. And again, reach out to people. Reach out to somebody you know. Reach out to somebody maybe even you don't know. If you see a stranger in the store, like, everybody's on edge. I feel like sometimes when I go to the grocery store now, everyone's like staring down at the floor. Don't make eye contact. Don't smile. Don't wave. Don't do anything, right? Just get in, get out. Don't die of the virus. It's like, you know, you see a stranger in the store, tell them hello. Wave at them. Stay away from them. You know, people still want that 6 feet or whatever it seems like, but you know, you can still smile and wave and say hello to somebody from 6 feet away, right? You can still open a door for somebody and probably stay 6 feet away, right? Like, those little acts of kindness. And it's something that I've really been thinking a lot about and just trying to do those little extra things. And I don't know if it's working or not, but you just never know how much that one phone call can change somebody's life. You never know how much that one act of generosity can save someone's life. In fact, I just saw someone earlier talking about how they, you know, they really struggled in school and they had a friend who helped them, like they were suicidal, like struggling, right? Like suicidal. And somebody just befriended them when no one else would. And like this person was literally like getting ready to commit suicide. I want to say it was like that day, if I remember it right. I'm trying to think now through the story, but it was like that day they were going to go home and kill themselves. But instead, like somebody like invited them to go do something and ended up turning into a friendship and like literally saved that person's life because what they needed at that point was a friend, somebody to talk to, somebody to do something with. And again, with all this stuff and isolation and everything else, like it's so important right now. It's so important to call your family, to call your friends. So anyways, guys, again, just understand if you're going through some hard stuff, you're not alone in this. We all have bad days, regardless of what social media tells you. And then secondly, like just reach out to people, love them, you know, treat people kindly. There's a lot of talk about racism and Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter versus whatever lives. Like at the end of the day, if we all just kind of loved each other more, took care of each other more, we wouldn't be talking about racism, wouldn't be talking about what lives matter, none of that. If we all just loved each other, gave each other a little grace, understood we all go through some hard times, like it's amazing how many of these problems would work themselves out. So anyways, guys, that's what I got for today. Hopefully, like I said, you'll take this initiative, go out there, talk to somebody, brighten up their day, and yeah, we'll be back next week. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. There is one thing that I will ask you to do. Please make sure that you are subscribed to the show so you get all of the new episodes coming out. Also, please make sure that you rate and review the show so that way other people can have access to this podcast, to this content, and this community. Again, thank you everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time.